Tonight, the tears are falling. Oh, tonight, the tears are falling.
Welcome to Greg's Guide to New Music. I am your host. My name is Greg. Thanks so very much for checking out this podcast. And I am about ready to take you, the listeners out there, on a little musical journey. Essentially what this podcast is I'm presenting bands and musicians to you, the listeners. If you enjoy anything that I play on this podcast, I do encourage you to please go help support these various bands and musicians that I'm about to present to you. There's various ways in which you can do so. Purchasing their music's always a great way. Buying band merch is an even greater way. And a great place to buy that band merch is by going to see them live if you get a chance to do that. And if you can't do any of those things, if you know somebody who may enjoy this music, just let them know about it and then they can take it from there and then they can also help support the bands and musicians. So, yeah, with that being said, let's get into this episode here. So starting off the episode, that is a pop punk band from Chicago, Illinois. They are called Dan Vapid and the Cheats. That's off of their latest album, Escape Velocity, and the song is called Tears Are Falling. So if you enjoyed that out there, please do check out more from them. You can find them at Dan Vapid and the Cheats. bandcamp.com. And that's a great record, by the way. So definitely look into that one. It's pretty awesome. So, all right. Now, with that being said, just a little bit of house cleaning to get out of the way before we move into the next artist here. I will be posting all the information that I'm giving out on this episode up on my social media sites. So go follow me on social media, Facebook.com/Greg's. That's G-R-E-G-G-S Guide. On Instagram, it's at Greg's Guide. And on Twitter, I'm at Greg's_Guide. So yeah, just go give me a follow. It makes it a lot easier to find the information I'm giving out to you. All right, now next up here, we've got a rock band from New York City, New York. They are called We Are Scientists. This is off of their latest album, Huffy, and the song is called Fault Lines. So here we go.
It's unbelievable, negotiating these things. Somehow every little detail seems so key. We can't conceive how we'll eventually perceive so many things that didn't seem to mean a thing.
That was We Are Scientists right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. You can find them at wearescientists.com. So go check those guys out. All right. Next up here, we've got a band that's actually going to be here in Salt Lake City. Sadly, due to my work schedule, I'm unable to go see them while they're here. And I'm a little bit bummed about it, but they are a chiptune rock band out of Chicago, Illinois. They are called I Fight Dragons. So in honor of them being here in Salt Lake City, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put another one of their singles on the episode because they're just one of those really cool bands. So I Fight Dragons has a new single out called Circles, and it's a great tune. So here we go with I Fight Dragons and Circles.
Someone tell me not to worry. Someone let me know we'll be okay. That someone's on the way. Time goes by and I get older. Tell me why the wiser never stays. It always fades away. Circles all around my head. No one to run against. Love, tell me what to do. I keep losing the truth. Truth, tell me who to be. I feel tired.
lights turn on, then fade to darkness. Soon enough, they'll come back on again. One day that will end. So I lead myself much deeper. Something tells me we were almost there. But then it disappeared. And I run in circles all around my head. Long gone and back again. Love, tell me what to do. I keep losing the truth. Truth, tell me who to be.
And the more that I hear from them, the more excited I am for them to drop a new record. Because yeah, like I said, I'm a big fan of I Fight Dragons. So definitely go check out more from them. You can find them at ifightdragons.com. So go check them. Go listen to a lot of their stuff. They've also got some really awesome covers that they've done in the past. So. All right, now next up here, we've got a blues soul band out of Melbourne, Australia. They are called Whoopee Cat. Yeah, it's an interesting name for a band, but this is off of their EP, which is just, it's just self-titled EP, so Whoopee Cat. The song that I picked to play off of this, now it's an older EP. It actually came out probably, I think in like 2016, but I just recently discovered these guys. So the song that I picked to play off of this album is called When She Goes. So here we go. Oh, All right, that was Whoopee Cat. If you enjoyed that one, please check out more from them. You can find them at their Bandcamp page, which is whoopeecat.bandcamp.com. So check them out. Okay, next up, this is an alternative rock band from Berkshire, England. They are called Thousand Yard Stare. This is one of their singles. It's called Upping Sticks, and it's a great tune. So here we go. All right, that was Thousand Yard Stare right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. You can find them at thousandyardstare.co.uk. So check them out. All right, now next up here, we've got a rock band out of Scotland. They are called Master System. This is off of their album Dance Music, and the song is called Bird is Bored of Flying. So here we go. Thank you. That was Master System right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. You can find them at mastersystemband.com. All right, next up, we've got a pop punk band out of Carbondale, Illinois. They are called The Copyrights. They've got a new album out called Alone in a Dome. And the song that I picked to play off of this album is called Brush Off. So here we go.
I can't ride you.
I'm just so glad to be getting some new copyright, the Copyrights music, I should say. They're a great band. So definitely check out more from them. You can find them up on their Bandcamp page, which is thecopyrights.bandcamp.com. So check them out. All right. Now, next up here, we've got a punk rock band out of Bremerton, Washington. It's a band that I featured on here quite a few times before, but they've got a new live album out. The live album is called Southbound to San... Oh, let me try that one more time, folks. My enunciation is getting pretty bad here. Southbound to San Antonio. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I was struggling so much with that one. But like I said, it's a live album. I don't typically feature live albums on here, but as far as live albums go, this one's an incredible album. So MXPX, they're just one of these great punk rock bands that I've loved them for years, seen them several times live. And, you know, their live sound is pretty solid. So the song that I picked to play off of this live album, Southbound to San Antonio, look at that. I just did it there with really no problems. I don't know why I couldn't do that in the beginning. But anyway, I have picked to play their song, or I picked the song Chick Magnet to play on this episode. So here we go, folks. I'm going to go lay down for a minute.
Since you're doing so well and showing so much love, show me some love for this one. Make some noise for Teenage Bottle Rocket. They flew a long way to get here. Anybody else travel tonight to be here tonight? A lot of travelers. Whether you're across the country or across the street or across town, thank you so much for coming out. You guys gonna help me with this one? All right, here we go. He knows just what to do. A one, two, a one, two, three, go.
He knows just what to do when he comes to the girls. He writes them poetry and he picks them flowers. He knows just what to say when it comes to the ladies. Knows how to make a girl smile, how to
we
And that bass solo that Mike Herrera from MXPX does in that song is so much fun. So if you enjoyed that one out there, please do check out more from MXPX. You can find them at their website, which is mxpx.com. So go check them out. They're a lot of fun. And if you do get a chance to see them live, I highly recommend doing so. So, all right, now we are going to get into my cover of the week because I love covers. So this week's cover of the week comes from a punk rock band out of Dusseldorf, Germany. They are called Die Totenhosen or Die Totenhosen. I'm not sure exactly how that's supposed to be said. I never took the German in high school. So anyway, they've got a record out called Learning English, The Learner's Workbook, Grammar and Drill. And it's basically just a covers album that they do of other punk rock and rock artists' songs and whatnot. So this is a great album, too, because I love their particular covers of other bands' punk rock music. So now this is Die Totenhosen's cover of, now originally done by Buddy Holly and the Crickets, I believe. And The Clash actually did a really great cover of the song. So this is Die Totenhosen's cover of I Fought the Law. And man, what a great song. So here we go. I think that's just one that I eventually need to learn how to play on the guitar and sing along with it, even though I am not a very good singer, but it's such a fun song. Yeah. So definitely check out more from Die Totenhosen. If you enjoyed that one, you can find them on their website, which is dietotenhosen.de. So, and folks, don't worry. I mean, yeah, the site is in German, but there is an English translation button on their website, so that you know, you can easily peruse the website, I guess. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. All right, now we're about ready to get into the last segment of this episode, but before I do that, I do want to let everybody out there know, Greg's Guide to New Music does have a Patreon page. It's really just a way to help keep this podcast running, because, you know, the support that this show gets from the patrons actually goes right back into the show. So anyway, I want to thank patron. Oh, and you can find the Patreon page at patreon.com/ Greg's Guide to New Music. I'm in the works of finally getting some newer episodes up. I had to put them a little bit on the back burner because, man, I'll tell you one thing is the time change, which doesn't usually affect me this bad, but it's made this my seasonal affect disorder. Oh, it's like kind of killing me right now. But also, it's made me kind of lose track of days, which is kind of weird to say. But I'm hoping my brain can get back into a much better flow here soon. But yeah, apologies to the poor patrons who've been waiting, some weeks for me to put something out that's new. So sorry, but it is in the works. I've got some notes that I'm gathering right now. So anyway, I want to thank some patrons out there. I want to thank The Hell With This, which is Summer and Brian Thatcher, Andy and Aaron Oliverson, Seen on the Small Screen podcast, hosted by Becky Starr and her husband Jake, Carl Parkinson, Chris and Bryn 2, the evil twin Angela, and the boys from the Radio Ronin podcast, which I'm actually a part of, so I guess I can thank myself on top of them as well. I guess that works, right? That's Jimmy Chunga, Chandler Smith, and Josh Hansen. And everybody out there, definitely go check out all the great stuff we have up on RadioRonan.com. That's where you find Greg's Guide to New Music, as well as other great shows like Radio Ronan, Bash Music, The Spirit of 38, The Supernatural Hour, Infendo Radio, The Matt Cave, Snooty and Slackjaw, New Day Podcast, Addict to Athlete, and The Warrior Within. So definitely go give all of those a listen. All right, now let's get into this last segment here. It's a segment called Groove Gumbo because I deal with depression and anxiety. And right now I'm kind of in the throes of the seasonal affect disorder. I guess a lot of it has to do with lack of vitamin D or something. And yeah, it's just one of those times of the year that it just kind of hits me. And it kind of sucks all motivation that I've had for pretty much anything. It just sucks it right out of me. So anyway, I turn to music a lot when I'm dealing with those things. So what I'm hoping is, you know, I picked these specific songs for this segment because they help me out. So what I am hoping is that it can help you, the listeners out there. So, and thanks again, Steve Omni. I can't remember if I said that earlier for the suggestion of the name of this segment, which is Groove Gumbo. Anyway, this week's Groove Gumbo segment comes from a folk rock band from London, England. They are called Skinny Lister. This is actually a single that's quite new out there, and I am digging this one a lot. I was like, you know what? I got to have this as a Groove Gumbo song. So the song is called A Matter of Life and Love. So now I'm going to give you their information now because we're actually going to play the episode out on the song. And before we play the song as well, I've actually got a little bit of an announcement for Greg's Guide to New Music. I actually should have done it earlier in the show, but I forgot. So anyway, definitely check out more from Skinny Lister. You can find them at skinnylister.com. And now the announcement that I've got to make before we play the final song of the episode here is I am going to be moving Greg's Guide. Typically, it releases on a Tuesday. It'll actually be getting moved to being released on Fridays. So I started it originally on Tuesdays because that's when new music used to come out. But now they had switched it quite some time ago to Fridays. And I've thought about it for a long time about just switching over to Fridays, but I don't know, for whatever reason I didn't. But now, starting in the first week of December, Greg's Guide to New Music will be released on Fridays. So, all right. Well, now with all of that being said, everybody out there, thank you so much for checking this podcast out. I love you all. We'll do this again soon. Until then, here is Skinny Lister with A Matter of Life and Love.